Good evening. Come in, won't you? Why, what's the matter? Surely you're not nervous. Perhaps it will calm if I tell you a story.
We are met to call from out of the past. Stories, strange and weird.
Tales of mystery and terror by radio's masters of the macabre.
Stories of the supernatural, the supernormal, dramatized by fact, the mystery, the unknown. We tell you this frankly. So if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these madmen, play, we urge you calmly, seriously, to turn off your radio now.
Welcome back to The Horror. Thanks for joining me today. We'll hear from Nightfall this week, an Canadian series that aired from July of 1980 to May of 1983 over CBC Radio. 100 unique episodes were produced. Our story today is from October 17th, 1980. It's titled Buried Alive.
In the dream, you are falling. Lost in the listening distance as dark locks in. Nightfall. Good evening. We sincerely hope that you'll be able to stay still long enough to hear tonight's story. But then again, perhaps you won't have much choice in the matter. The play, by John Graham, is called Buried Alive.
He comes forth like a flower and is cut down. His days are short and full of war. Inasmuch as it pleases the Almighty God to take to himself this soul of our brother here departed, we therefore commit his body to the elements.
Keep it up. Good work, Rose. What a performance.
Earth to earth, dust to dust,
yeah.
Ashes to ashes.
What gibberish.
In certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life.
Well, thanks for the hope, friend.
Through our Lord Jesus.
But who needs it? Once again, illusion has triumphed over the senses. They've buried me alive. Nobody but the great Santini could go into such a deep trance. It's like a mask of death. Getting the death certificate was easier than paying a phone bill. What do they teach you in medical school these days? Buried alive. Sure as hell my most profitable exit. No corny cat and mouse stuff waiting for the body to turn up. It's nailed in this coffin. Or so they'll think. Ah, yes, the insurance company will have to pay. And my poor, bereaved widow, she'll just have to console herself with $500,000. Well, until she is found mysteriously murdered. And penniless. Well, they can't blame a murder on someone who's already dead, can they? Poor Rose. Yeah, it's too bad. She's losing her looks. Speaking of Rose, I don't know what time it is. She should be along soon with that idiot Phil to dig me up. Yeah. In the dark, the fluorescent dial of this watch is almost blinding. Let's see. It's only an hour left. And then I'll hear Rosa's soft, innocent voice over the intercom.
No, no, stop that, Phil. Not here.
Why not, Rose? I want you.
Not in Santini's bed.
Forget him, Rose. He's as good as dead. That oxygen cylinder won't last more than 24 hours.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, why not? He's dying, and I couldn't be happier. The way he treated us. Clowns in that two-bit dirty hypnotism show of his. Well, now he's the clown, and nothing's bad enough for him.
I'm sorry, but he was my husband.
Yes. Yes, he was.
You're right. He had it coming to him.
We don't have to hide our feelings anymore. And besides, with all that insurance money, we're free. I love you, Rose.
Oh, Phil.
We don't have to be afraid again, Rose. You love me, don't you?
Of course.
Then forget Santini.
You're good for me, Phil.
Hmm.
Come over here. Where are they? Damn wife of mine. Get me out. Get me out. I feel like I'm being crushed. No, no, wait a minute. Calm down, Santini. Calm down. Don't burn up the oxygen. All right, what time is it? They're always late. How can she be so stupid? Well, she'll learn quick enough when I get out. When I... Oh, no. No, she couldn't. Double-cross me? Oh, not Rose. I mean, she doesn't have the nerve. Maybe the intercom's broken. They came, but they couldn't get it to work. I'll check it. The intercom works. I have been double-crossed. She'll leave me here. No. No, I'll just push your compliment up. That's it. You just push it up. Come on. Once more. A little harder. The lid's moving. No. No, it's not moving. It's not moving. Oh, God. I've gone crazy. Of course, it's not moving. It's not going to move. The coffin's got 6 feet of earth on top of it. My oxygen will be running out. I've heard what happens to trapped men who are slowly suffocated. The nausea tortures them until they rip out their own throats. My own throat. Rose! Rose, you bitch! I'll get you! You're not gonna leave me here! I'll get you!
No. No. No, go away!
Rose?
Leave me alone!
Rose?
No.
Rose, wake up!
No, go away! Go away!
Wake up!
Oh. Phil. Oh, Phil.
Hey, it was,
God.
It was only a dream. Bad one, eh?
So I saw him. He was out of the grave. His arms were around me.
Take it easy. You've had a rough day, but it's all over now.
I was in love with him.
Forget him, Rose.
I remember when we met. I tried to fight him, but he kept drawing me back.
Rose, please.
I was young and naive, but so happy. In my lavender dress.
Go to sleep.
No. I've got to go and see, make sure he's still there.
You can't be serious.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you wait till morning?
Now.
But it's late.
I'm going now. Are you coming or not?
Let's just leave it alone. It's done and over with. Leave it alone.
You're afraid.
No, I'm just not going. I don't want anything more to do with him.
I'm on my own, then?
Suit yourself. But, Rose, be careful. It's dark out there tonight.
There's a lake. Okay. Now the grave should be right there. Good. And the intercom. Yeah. Everything is here. Santini? Are you there?
What the hell do you think? Where have you been, damn it?
Huh.
Everything's going according to plan, isn't it? Well, say something.
Santini.
What's going on?
We're not going to...
What?
To go through with it.
What the hell are you talking about?
We're going to leave you there.
Rose.
Goodbye, Santini.
No.
Goodbye.
Rose, please. Now, wait. Now, what? Just at least talk to me, Rose.
What's there to talk about?
What's there to talk about? For God's sake, why are you doing this to me?
I'm in love with Phil.
You're in love with Phil?
Yeah.
Phil the clown?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Don't you laugh. He's good to me.
Oh, sure.
Hey, Mel, well, he makes me feel important.
That wimp? You're in love with him? Come on, Rose, you're not serious.
Look, even now you make me feel stupid.
Oh. All right, listen, Rose. Look, I didn't mean it. Now, I've always liked Phil, yes. It's just that I love you so much.
Lies. You'll say anything. When you seduced my little sister. Oh, no. You said you love me. No, that was supposed to be enough.
That's all over now, Rose. I only did those things because I wanted your forgiveness. I loved you.
Oh.
Selfishly, I don't care. But only because I was afraid of losing you.
Don't talk nonsense. It won't change anything.
Oh, look, if you want to leave me, I won't stop you. You can take the money. Just get me out of here.
And trust you? Why should I? Goodbye, Santini. Goodbye.
One more thing.
What is it?
A letter.
What?
It tells all, Rose, everything.
What?
I left it with a good friend. He's going to open it. If I don't call him in the next little while, he's going to open it. Then they'll come and get me.
What?
And then we'll be together again, Rose. In jail.
Oh.
Hey, won't that be lovely? All three of us together again. Except it'll be worse for you. Murderer.
Murderer? After the living hell you put me through?
Rose. Rose. Rose, listen to me. I love you, Rose.
Sleep well, old friend. A letter. Damn it, he's got us again.
It could be a bluff.
I'm not going to rot in jail. I mean, even if we do let him go, we'll still have the money.
What are you talking about? If we let him go, he'll kill us both. You know that, don't you?
Yes. No. I don't know what to think. I can't stand it. He's down there dying, and we're going to get caught. It's not working. It's just not working.
Look, just stop and think for a minute. What friends does he have?
Santini? Friends? Certainly no one he could trust.
Huh?
Maybe it was a bluff.
Of course it was. Imagine him asking someone to wait for him to return from the dead. Mm. How could he expect anyone to do something like that?
You know, you're right. It's just more of his nonsense. He's made a fool of me again.
Hey, forget it, Rose. We're safe.
No, that's not enough.
What do you mean?
He tried to make a fool of me. He's going to die with us loving and laughing in his ears. Come on. We're going to make love in that graveyard.
No, I can't do that. I can't.
What's wrong with you? What are you so afraid of?
I'm still afraid of him, damn it. You would be too if you knew it was good for you.
Why are you such a wimp? I'll go alone. I want to see that louse bacon suffer.
I want to see him die 1,000 deaths. Good night.
Be careful. He can be very persuasive.
Come on, God. You just give me a chance. I'm offering 50%. I'm talking 50% of the gross. And this scam is just the start. I mean, last year in Philly, we were pulling in 10 grand a week. You figure it out. It's not too hard to take, huh? Just let me get out of here. Come on, God. I'm on your side now, I swear. What time is it? Taking her own sweet time about it. Phil probably wet his pants. Where is that silly woman?
Hello, Santini.
Rose. Rose, good for you. I knew you'd figure it out.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, what the hell. It's all behind us now. I keep the money if you want. Well, most of it. I just need enough to buy off my friend with the letter, you understand?
What letter?
The letter. What letter? The letter. Don't play games with me.
You didn't really think I was going to buy that, did you?
So you think you're ahead, eh? What do you want?
Well, I thought you might like to hear about me and Phil.
You and Phil?
Yeah. Some nights he wakes me up, five, six times.
Terrific.
And God, so I can't think of anything else. From one sweet, sweet moment to the next. I'm sort of warm and hazy all the time.
I'm not interested, Rose.
Better than anything we ever had. That's for sure.
I don't want to hear this. I'm going to switch off the intercom.
You do, and you'll never hear another human voice again.
You bitch.
It all started one lousy drunk night in Munich. The show was a flop. We couldn't hypnotize anyone. They were too drunk. So you joined them. You got drunk, too, and mean. Threw me and Phil out in the rain.
Rose.
What a night. A couple has to be very inventive to keep up their interest in a rain ditch. Especially beside a tent of singing drunks.
Is this some kind of joke?
Yeah.
You really must hate me, Rose.
Yeah, I do.
It hasn't always been this way, you know. There were good times.
I can't think of any.
Naples. Just after we were married. Remember, Rose.
Yeah, just after they threw you in jail for that seance fraud. Oh, God, I remember it all right.
And the Mediterranean. How blue it seemed. You. In your summer dress.
The lavender one.
Yes, and that funny Greek.
Oh, the one who sang all the time. Spiros.
It's not so long ago. Is it, Rose?
Goodbye, Santini.
One last thing.
What?
Listen, tomorrow morning, early, come and watch the sun rise over the water, just like we did when we were happy.
What's in it for you?
It's all I need to take with me, Rose, an image of you in the fresh morning light.
I gotta go.
Too much to ask? Say you'll come.
Yeah, we'll see. See, I gotta go.
Rose, yeah. You'll come.
I gotta go. I said we'll see. Goodbye.
Rose. You'll come, Rose. I got you now.
Good morning. Sleep well?
Yes, Rose. And you?
No, as a matter of fact. Well, I'm here.
Relax.
But I haven't got time to waste.
What's the lake look like, Rose?
The lake? It's still there.
Sunrise shining across. It's pretty, isn't it?
Nice enough.
Restful.
Yeah.
There.
very restful.
Very restful.
Just like Naples, Rose.
Yeah. Like Naples.
All the time in the world, Naples.
All the time in the world.
You want to be back there so much it hurts you to think about it. Yet you do think about it.
All the time in the world.
Keep on looking at the sunrise on the water. You're back there now, aren't you, Rose?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
What's happening in your life?
I'm 17. I've just fallen in love with an exciting man.
Yes.
Oh, he's handsome, so handsome. He knows everything.
What's his name, Rose?
Santini.
Why do you love him?
I don't know. I can't help it. The other girls at the convent are mad with jealousy. I can't think of anything else.
Are you happy?
I'm so happy I could burst.
Rose. Rose, when I count three, you will wake up. You will remember only the good feelings you have now. Forget all our trouble, all our meanness, all our selfishness. Do you understand, Rose?
Yes. I understand.
Good. One. Two. Three.
What have I done? What? Oh, good God. Santini. Forgive me. I'll be right back. I'll get you out. I'll get you out right away. Don't worry.
I'm not worried. I'm not worried at all, Rosie.
Okay. It's free now. Push it open. Push it open. That's it. That's it. It's opening. Push harder.
There. Right there.
Oh, Santini. I'm sorry. I don't know how it happened.
Just get away from me. I can't breathe.
Oh, of course, I'm sorry.
Stupid woman.
Oh, you're not mad at me, are you?
No, mad. No, no, Rose, of course not, darling. Come here, let me hold you. Oh, why would I be mad at you, my love? Oh, Rose, let me look at you. Oh, look into my eyes, Rose. That's it. Just relax. Relax, Rose. Feeling drowsy?
Drowsy.
Yes.
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 All the time in the world, Rose.
All the time in the world.
To just relax, Rose. Relax. Yes. And lie down. Right in here. Yes. Like it's never been touched. That's a nice view of the lake from here. Rose.
Yes?
How do you feel now, Rose?
I'm happy. So happy.
Glad to hear it, Rose. When I count to three, you'll wake up. One, two, three.
Where am I? Oh, I can't breathe. Let me out. Santini! Help me! Help me! Santini!
lovely day. A lovely day for our funeral.
You have just heard Buried Alive by John Graham. Featured in tonight's cast were Don Franks as Santini, Lally Cadeau as Rose, and John Stocker as Phil, with Frank Perry as the minister. Our recording engineer is Ray Fulsick, with sound effects by Matt Wilcott. The script editor is Earl Toppings, with the production assistance of Doris Buchanan. Tonight's play was produced and directed by Paul Mills, and producer for Nightfall is Bill Howell.
That's going to do it for this episode of The Horror. I hope you enjoyed our show today. Find past episodes of this podcast, all the other podcasts, our Shoutcast stream, and our donate button, all at relicradio.com. If you enjoy this and all the podcasts and would like to help out, please consider a donation. We've even got some downloadable sets for certain donation amounts, which you can find out more on the website, relicradio.com, for everything. Thanks to those who have donated, and thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again next Saturday with another episode of The Horror. The Horror is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.